This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Amazon Pharmacy. To find out how you can get two-day delivery on your prescriptions, keep listening to this show. Coming up on episode 1358, we've got three cover stories today. All three of them are artists who had birthdays on May 10th, and all three of them are artists who turned 75 on May 10th. We're talking about Dave Mason, Graham Goldman, and Donovan. Find out just who these people are and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, May 13th, 2021. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Three cover stories for you today. From a guy who played with Traffic, from a guy who did a song named after a soft drink, or probably had a soft drink named after a song, and from another guy who wrote music for a lot of other bands, but also was a member of 10cc. Oh, that's so vague, right? I'm talking about, in that order, Dave Mason, Donovan, and Graham Goldman. You're going to hear cover stories for each of them on today's show. And if one of those guys is an unfamiliar name to you, you're going to get a great education on their songwriting and songs that you know, but didn't know that they were written by one of these guys. Let's get started with one of those guys right now. We're going to get started with Dave Mason. Now, Dave Mason was a prolific songwriter. As a matter of fact, he was in the room. He was a good friend of Jimi Hendrix, and he was in the room when Jimi Hendrix came up with the cover for All Along the Watchtower, the Bob Dylan version, or the Bob Dylan cover, and even performed on the version of All Along the Watchtower that Jimi Hendrix recorded, as well as the Crosstown Traffic song by Jimi Hendrix. You can hear Dave Mason playing along with that one. He also had some hits himself. We're going to hear one of those in just a minute. But before those songs, let's get to this first one, which is a song that he wrote, became a hit for Traffic, became an even bigger hit, I believe, for Joe Cocker. But here you're going to hear Lulu with her version of it from 1970. Here's Lulu and her cover of Feeling All Right.
Change of scene, 'cause every night I have the strangest dream. Now if I seem to mislead you, it's just my craziness coming through. But when it comes down to just we two, I ain't no crazier than you. 'Cause you know
Take it to the limit. Take it to the limit. Take it to the limit.
One more time.
Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Take it to the limit.
Ooh.
Take it to the limit. Take it to the limit. One more time.
That's Dave Mason right there from the Essential Dave Mason, a cover of the Eagles, a live version of Take It to the Limit. Before that, Joan Osborne from a 2002 album called How Sweet It Is. Lately, Joan, in the last 20 years, Joan has been putting out some amazing cover albums, and that's a great example of it right there. Only You Know and I Know from her album How Sweet It Is from 2002. A song originally done by Dave Mason. Before that, All Along the Watchtower. Yeah, cover. Boy, it's funny. That one came out in 1981. And even though he was involved in the Jimi Hendrix version of the song, that version right there, performed by Dave Mason, borrows just as much from the Bob Dylan version as it does from the Hendrix version, which is really cool. You'll find that on the Best of Dave Mason from 1981. We Just Disagree, that was his big hit in the 70s. Kind of a yacht rock song, looking back, but still a great hit. And one that, if you're from that era, you just can't help but sing along with. We Just Disagree, performed there by Roan Yellowthorn from an album she released last year called Rediscover. Now, I just found this album while I was looking for covers of We Just Disagree. And this is going to be my big recommendation for the week of cover albums. I played some of it during the pre-show, and Roan Yellowthorn, so good. Covers of I Started a Joke, Sacrifice by Elton John, and more on that album. Drifters, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Really, really good. Go check it out. Rediscovered by Roan Yellowthorn, R-O-A-N Yellowthorn. And then we start off the set with some funk, man. It's Lulu covering Feeling All Right, a song that was a hit for Traffic and a hit for Joe Cocker, but was written by our man, Dave Mason, who just turned 75. Happy birthday to Dave Mason. We'll get to our other cover stories here in just a moment, but before that, let's tell you about our sponsor for this episode. That sponsor is Amazon, specifically, let me turn that down because that's loud, specifically Amazon Pharmacy. Now look, the pandemic, you know, we're in the area where the light is at the end of the tunnel, right? And for the past 15 months, you've been having everything delivered to your house. You've been having your meals delivered, your Grubhub, your DoorDash, Uber Eats, whatever. You've been having your groceries delivered. You've been having basically everything delivered. And maybe during that time, you've thought about having your pharmaceuticals delivered. Well, if you haven't, now's the time to think about it. And now's the time to think about just making that a regular thing. Look, if you're getting regular meds, picking up regular meds from your local pharmacy, those days are over, man. Time to have that stuff just automatically delivered to your house. And you can do that with Amazon Pharmacy. Here's the cool things. Number one, it saves you time, right? You don't have to drive to the pharmacy, wait in line, show them your card. They disappear in the back, and who knows how long it's going to take for you to get your meds. Number two, it's easy. You just have your doctor's office send your prescription directly to Amazon, and they take care of the rest. You can use your own insurance. You don't have to worry about changing insurance providers. Amazon Pharmacy works with most insurance providers to make this step really easy. And if you're Amazon Prime, you already know the benefits of getting free two-day delivery. So why not take advantage of that, right? Get free two-day delivery on your meds, your prescription medication. It makes it so much easier. So go check it out. Now, here's what I want you to do. If you are an Amazon Prime member, I want you to save on your prescription medication when you're not using insurance and get free two-day delivery. Learn how by going to amazon.com/CovervilleRx. That's amazon.com/CovervilleRx. One more time, amazon.com/CovervilleRx. RX. Check out Amazon Pharmacy. It is the right thing for you. And we thank Amazon Pharmacy for their support of the program. All right, we're moving from Dave Mason over to Donovan, also turned 75 on the exact same day that Dave Mason turned 75. Yeah, I'm going to bring this up a couple times during today's show. Let's start things off with a great cover of Season of the Witch. This one is by Astronautilus. I want to make sure I get that pronounced. Astronautilus, but it's not spelled like Nautilus, the fictional submarine, or the shell that's a big spiral. It's Nautilus, IS. Astronautilus, from the album Gazing with Tranquility, a tribute to Donovan from 2015. Let's start things off with Season of the Witch.
Thank you. high forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Electrical banana is gonna be a sudden craze. Electrical banana is bound to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Call me Mellow Yellow. They 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 call me Mellow Yellow.
Impossible for me to say. Just when I find my course again with these boulders in my way. That's why I'm stumbling down the highway in my boots are steel. I should be rolling down the skyway on my cosmic wheels. Your cosmic wheels. Your cosmic wheels. The cosmic wheels. Oh, God is playing marbles with his planet and his stars, creating havoc through my life with his influence on Mars. That's why I'm stumbling down the highway on my boots are steel. I should be rolling down the skyway on my cosmic wheels. A cosmic wheels. the cosmic wheels, the cosmic wheels, the celestial wheels. La 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 la, cosmic wheels. La 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 la, cosmic wheels. La 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 la, cosmic wheels. La 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 la.
Yeah.
feels like I'm talking to a child. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. That is the Mountain Song, performed by the Wailing Souls. Great reggae version of that song. Cosmic Wheels before that, that one by Stephen Cummings from the Signature Songs Classic Covers compilation from 2007. Mellow Yellow before that, great cover right there by Mary Chapin Carpenter, that one from the Steal This Movie soundtrack. Really should have just been called Steal This Soundtrack, came out in 2000. LB, one of my favorite performers. LB is the guy who's also behind Senior Coconut. There's a bunch of projects that he's involved with under different names. And that album, though, is all glitch rock. Macrosoft is another project of his that's really good. But LB, just the letters, LB, are all, it's all glitch rock covers. And I don't want just one album of this. I want like a whole series of covers of glitch rock. Sunshine Superman, the Stereo Phase Update version of that song. We start things off with the Astronautilus, say that five times fast, with a cover of Season of the Witch, that one from a tribute to Donovan from 2015 called Gazing with Tranquility. Happy 75th birthday to Donovan as well. And our last subject, couple sets of his music, Graham Goldman. Now, he was a member of 10cc. Actually, he is the longest running member of 10cc. He was there at the beginning when they switched from being, oh my God, what were they called before 10c? Not Mockingbirds. It'll come to me. But anyway, before they were 10cc, he was a member of that group. And then Lul Cream and Kevin Godley joined. They separated off and did their own thing for a while. Some very cool art rock stuff that Godley and Cream released. But Graham Goldman and 10cc, they kept going, and they're still going. As a matter of fact, he's back with Kevin Godley doing stuff as 10cc. So let's hear for Graham Goldman. However, you'd think that with all that, all right, we're going to get a bunch of sets of 10cc music, right? Oh, no, you'd be wrong. Because in addition to his work with 10cc, he was also a very prolific and talented songwriter, writing songs for other bands like Herman's Hermits, The Hollies, and this one, originally done by the Yardbirds, covered here and mashed up with one of his own songs, a live version. This is such a great double cover, I had to include it. This is Joe Jackson with his own Fools in Love mixed with the Yardbirds' For Your Love. Enjoy this. This is fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, very deep, deep bass of Graham Maybe. Thank you.
his hands forever. Fools in love gently tear each other limb from limb. Everything you do, every way you go now, everything you touch, everything you feel, everything you see, and everything you know now, everything you do, you do for your lady love, lady love, lady love, lady love. Fools of love, they think they're heroes, cause they get to feel the pain. I said fools of love are zeros. I should know, I should know. We'll be right back.
symbol of the dawn. Though mill today seems a common sight, the people passing by don't know the reason why. How can they know just what this message means? The end of all my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace they had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen?
Sad song. We listen to the lyrics. No Milk Today, performed there by Joshua James and the Forest Rain. Great cover right there. Now that one was from the, Forest Rangers. That one from the Sons of Anarchy, Volume 2, which came out in 2012, a song that was featured on the show. Before that, Look Through Any Window, a cover of The Hollies, a song that Graham wrote for The Hollies, performed there by The Loud Family from a 1995 tribute to The Hollies called Sing Hollies in Reverse. Featured a bunch of great power pop bands covering The Hollies. 10cc before that, yeah, 10cc covering the Yardbirds. There's your Graham Goldman connection right there. 10cc put out this great Greatest Hits album. It was a great Greatest Hits album that featured them doing some covers of a bunch of Hollies and Yardbird songs, songs that were written by Graham Goldman but performed by 10cc. Heart Full of Soul is one of them, and a great cover there featuring kind of the stuff going full circle. Joe Jackson at the top of that set, Fools and Love, mashed up with For Your Love by the Yardbirds. His Summer in the City album from 2000, great. This guy puts out such amazing live albums, Joe Jackson does. There was a double album that he released in the 80s that had, I think, four different versions of Is She Really Going Out With Him, all done in different styles, an a cappella version, a doo-wop version, the standard cover of the standard studio version. Man, no one can release a live album like Joe Jackson, and Summer in the City is a great example of that. It included that cover right there of Fools in Love and For Your Love. We've got one more set of music and talk about things going full circle. Graham Goldman wrote this song for the Hollies, and here he is doing his own version of it. Here is Bus Stop by Graham Goldman.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stops, bus goes, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella, we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd stop and she would show me what she'd bought. Other people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. The way the whole thing started, silly but it's true. Thinking of a sweet romance beginning in a queue. Came the sun, the ice was melting, no more sheltering now. Nice to think that that umbrella led me to a vow. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she'd bought. Other people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. Came the sun, the ice was melting, no more sheltering now. Nice to think that that umbrella led me to a vow.
I'm not in love, so don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you've got me. I'm not in love, no, no. It's because then again, that doesn't mean you mean that much to me. So if I call you, don't make a fuss. Don't tell your friends about the two of us. I'm not in love, no, no. It's because for me. Ooh, you wait a long time. Ooh, you wait a long time for me. Ooh, you wait a long time. I'm not in love, so don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you've got it made. I'm not in love, I'm not in love.
Things We Do for Love, the Amateur Lovers, from their tribute to 10cc, a single that they released back in 2009. Amateur Lovers, The Things We Do for Love. Diana Krall before that with her cover of I'm Not in Love. There's so many great versions of that song Olive does a great version. The Fun Loving Criminals do a great version. I've played both of those on the show before, but I don't think I've played Diana Krall's very stripped down version of that song that she released on her 2015 album, Wallflower. Brings out just the right amount of melancholy and emotion of, maybe I hang your picture up on the wall, but it's really just to cover up a stain that's behind it. Diana Krall, I'm Not in Love. And Graham Goldman himself, the birthday boy himself, covering a song that he wrote for the Hollies with a very cool string-laden version that changes things up just so beautifully. Bus Stop by Graham Goldman. He released that on the Graham Goldman Thing, which came out in 1968. And, of course, we all know the cover, or the original version, I should say, by the Hollies. That's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. There's one thing I want to tell you about, though. So don't hang up. Don't turn off. Don't switch that. Don't touch that dial. Don't flip to another podcast. I'm going to tell you about a thing that I'm doing you got to be part of, right? You got to help me out with this. Every year, there are two charities that I jump in with both feet and help support. And usually they're in two different times of the year, right? I do the MS-150 thing in the summer, and I do the Alzheimer's thing in the fall, early winter. Well, the big events for both of these charities happen to be about a week apart. So about midway through June is the longest day, which is the summer solstice, which is the day that, the way they say it, is the day with the most light is the day we fight. And then, of course, the MS-150 is 1 week later. I've helped raise a lot of money for the MS-150. So right now, thank you if you've supported that. Thank you very much for your support. Let's shift gears and focus over on the Alzheimer's thing, because the weekend that the normal Alzheimer's stream would be is Father's Day weekend. I'm going to be out of town. So I'm doing stuff before then. Going to try and do a gaming stream with a few other Frog Pants producers. May do some live bike riding streams if I can get to it. But in the meantime, go and make a donation. Go over to tiny.cc/Coverville. You know how to spell that. It's right there on your iPhone or your Android or your computer, wherever you're listening to this. tiny.cc/Coverville, ALZ, short for Alzheimer's, 2021, Coverville ALZ 2021. Go there and make a donation, $5, $10, $50, whatever you can do. Every little bit helps. And I promise you, we will do a live stream, some sort of event to thank you for your support, whether it's a gaming stream, some bicycle streams, or probably, most likely, all of the above. One more time, that's tiny.cc/Coverville. ALZ, all lowercase, Coverville ALZ 2021, 2021. There you go. So close, Claire Gack. You did 20,201, so don't do that. Coverville ALZ 2021. All right, that's going to do it. Let's get this closing music going here. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to make a request, requests, and you've got me all flipped around there, Claire. Requests at coverville.com is the email address to use. For everything else, just go to coverville.com. Everything you want is there. Past episodes, a way to support the show on Patreon. Although, don't do the Patreon thing right now. If you're planning on joining Patreon, wait 1 month and donate that money to Alzheimer's. Okay? How's that? Everything else, though, is right there at Coverville. You can buy t-shirts and swag and listen to past episodes. Check out the show notes for this episode, because it's got links to where you can buy all the music that you've heard. And that's it. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brandon saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.